Marriages are made in heaven. But again, so are thunder, lightning, tornadoes, and hail. Is that not right? Marriages are made in heaven, but so are all the storms. I mean, God created it all, and we've got to get through it, okay? Those things will happen. The next slide, which is blank. What I want to talk about now is another picture that I want you to think about. You might not take it all tonight, okay? I hope you're taking notes in your mind if you're not writing. But have you ever wondered why a marriage after 30 years would end in divorce? Has anybody ever wondered that? I don't wonder that anymore. Because I've counseled enough and I've seen enough of this, and I'm going to describe something to you. You'll understand. If you drew two parallel lines, and the world sees it this way too, by the way. If you were to draw those out for eternity, just go for miles and miles with two parallel lines, they never cross. They never get closer together or farther apart, do they? They just stay at that equal distance between each other. That's how relationships in the world see it. They see that it's egalitarian. Okay, you have your life, I have my life, we love each other, we just go through this road together. And they don't realize they end in divorce in a short few years because there's never parallel lines. You're either growing together, right? Those lines are either going to grow together over time or they're going to grow apart. They may seem parallel, but we take them out far enough that if they're just drew out a little bit, if we go out far enough, all of a sudden, how did that happen? They've been married for how long? And all of a sudden, that doesn't make sense. It's because the little things we just talked about. Mom maybe focused on the children. Maybe they didn't communicate like they. You know, there was a friendship between. You ought to be best friends with your wife. That ought to be your best friend. Wife, he ought to be your best friend. My wife is my best friend. That's the will of God. That is the will of God. I'm being honest with you. I feel lonely when I'm without my wife. If I was here without my wife, there would be something missing. A big part of me is missing. And I don't like it when she's not there. We're one flesh now. The two have become one. And that's the way it should be. Praise God. The principles we talked about tonight, plus tenacity, plus working on it and diligence, will equal a beautiful marriage. Listen, success is uphill. Success is uphill. What does that imply? That even though we're going on a successful journey, it's uphill. And going uphill is not easy. It's difficult to go uphill. But we go up it long enough, we get stronger. It's easier to walk up that path together. In other words, I'm telling you, it's not easy having a great marriage. It's not easy having a great home. It's work. I'm not going to lie to you and say it's going to be just roses. You come, you get the Holy Ghost, you live for God, and it's just going to be, remember, marriages are made in heaven, but so are lightning, thunder, hail, all those things happen. Simple, just not always easy. I heard Warren Buffett say this. He said, investing is simple, just not easy. And I was intrigued by that because, you know what, living for God, here's a guy that, amassed billions of dollars. And he said, investing is simple? Well, why doesn't everybody do it then? Because it's not easy. All this that I've talked about tonight, Brother King, it wasn't rocket science. It wasn't real hard to understand. These were simple principles, weren't they? It wasn't that difficult to grasp some of these things. They're simple, but they're just not easy. It's that uphill. We're traveling this road, and that road, I'm telling you, is uphill. If we're going downhill, Something's wrong. We're going to crash. We're in idle. We're in neutral, and we're just cruising down the hill. There's no drive, and a lot of relationships are going that way. They're just letting it kind of just cruise, and they think they're just cruising down the road, and they're going downhill. They're going farther and farther apart, and pretty soon they're crashed, and you're wondering, what happened? It's not in the lightning revelations. The key to success in all these areas is practicing a few simple disciplines every day. It's not, like I said, this is not highly revelatory teaching. I'm teaching simple things. But I've noticed that it's the simple things that all of us need. Isaiah 28:10, for precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. He repeats it. Here a little and there a little. It's just we're layering. We're going through this relationship thing and we're layering one little thing after the next. We're just developing our rhythm in our relationships. I'm going to ask this, and you know, it's too late. It's not a night where, you know, mom and dad, maybe you can go on a date tonight. But I want you to think about these things. Maybe you get the CD or whatever later, but these are going to be important for you to think about. Go out with your spouse and ask these questions, okay? This comes from a lot of years of digging and helping couples and all that kind of stuff, okay? So, but these questions are powerful. I'm telling you, they are. Ask these questions. Honey, is there something you want to say you're not saying? Honey, is there something you want to say you're not saying? Would that bring out maybe some answer? Sometimes she stuffed it or he stuffed it for a long time, and he's wanted to say something. She's wanted to say something she hasn't been able to say. What are you upset about? I don't know about. It may be something, all of a sudden you might hear something that 3 years ago something happened and it never did get resolved with her or him. Now it's important you get over things, but listen, sometimes you might have to visit some things in order to bring resolve and bring, restore relationship, build bridges in that relationship. What do you need you're not getting? Honey, what do you need that you're not getting? What do you want to be acknowledged for? Wow. You know, some have been married for 15 years, and she has never been acknowledged for what she really wants to be acknowledged for. There's something that she wants to be praised for, that she's worked hard at, and she's not been acknowledged for. But it's amazing when you start asking these questions, how that you get answers that all of a sudden start bringing healing. They start bringing healing to your relationship. What are you happy about? What makes you happy? Another simple question. Are you committed to making our marriage the best it can be? Listen, I can love my wife. We can all love each other, but if we're not committed, I have to be committed. I love the Lord, but if I'm not committed by coming to church faithfully, reading my Bible in prayer, what happens? We start sliding down, right? Backsliding. So we have to be committed to making this work. And then this last question, and this came from counseling and other things, but this last question is a bridge builder, and it'll help you. On a scale of 1 to 10, where would you rate our relationship right now, honey? Wow. You may get some strange answers on that. Some sobering, you know, it may be that you get a 6. And then, you know what? You don't get upset by that. If they say, well, I would, honestly, honey, I would put it at a 6. Okay. What would make it a 10? What would make our relationship a 10? She may say a 9.5. He may say a 9.5. Okay, what would make it a 10? You'll be surprised at what you learn by wanting to close that gap for striving to make your marriage perfect or the best. Isn't that good? I get excited about that. Honey, what on a scale of... No, just kidding. What I want to say here is quit counting the days and make the days count. Well, you know what, Brother King? I'll start doing that next week. You know, maybe I'll start doing it tomorrow. I'll listen to the CD. When I buy the CD or whatever, I'll go ahead and start implementing some of this stuff down, you know, next week. Maybe next service. Maybe after the weekend. No, you know what? If you start taking action, remember that action becomes a discipline. The discipline, if done long enough, becomes a habit. And if a habit consistently done right and done well, becomes a lifestyle. So we want to create lifestyle of doing the right things in our relationship. Well, let's all stand. Praise God. You've tolerated a lot of teaching tonight, a lot of just nuggets. And I pray this was not boring. If it was, then, you know, you're probably close to perfect. We can all work on ourselves and improve our relationships. And I pray that everyone here, I pray that, you know, let's all pray right now that we take some of these things home and we make resolve. Single parents, you can work with your children. I know it's frustrating. If my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up. If you're without father or mother, without a spouse, all God hears your prayer and he sees the need. Husband and wife, if you've had problems and you've had frustrations and you want to make it better even, you can do that. Lord Jesus, we love you. We praise you, Lord, for goodness and blessing. We praise you, Lord, for teaching from your word. We praise you, Lord Jesus, that you want what's right in our relationship. Thank you, Lord, for the ministry of reconciliation, the word of reconciliation, for making us want to improve and strive and press towards the mark. God, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Sutton, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand, praise, and express our gratitude to God and to Brother King. Let's make our way down to the altar. Come as families, if you would. If you're by yourself, you want to adopt somebody, for sure. And if you're first, don't log jam the aisles. Make some room for those that are coming. What I want you to do, I don't want to just be a hearer of the word, but I want to be a doer. And it's hard to do everything, but I want you to take something that touched your mind or your heart tonight. And if you're in a group without your spouses here tonight, and you tell those that are with you, this is what I'm going to work on. This is what I'm going to do. If you are here with your husband or your wife, or you get your kids there, then I want you to target something that Brother King dealt with tonight. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Want to debrief daily. We need to go on more dates. Have high power summits in our home. I'm never going to blame you again. I'm going to take responsibility. Come on. Something salient, something powerful you heard tonight. I want you to commit, and you need not only say it here, but now we need to break out the post-it pads and we need to sit down at home. I mean, you got to work this. It's not enough to just hear. How much do you hear of the word of God in the house of God? And it's just blah, 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 blah. Well, it's only blah, blah to you if you don't implement it. So I want you to seize on one salient thing that you've heard tonight, and I want you to commit yourself to that husband or that wife or that one that you're with, and I want you to go home and break out the Post-its or whatever you're going to do. We're going to begin to implement this. Never going to use this superlative again. I just used one. I'm going to listen to you. I need a bigger gap between my stimulus and my response. I'm going to help you remember that. Every time you respond immediately after a stimulus, I'm going to slap you. And that'll help you to praise God. Or tell them, I'm never going to criticize you again in public. I'm going to praise you in public. Or if you're with your wife, you better tell her, I'm going to make you a 10-count woman. All right. Whatever it is you heard tonight that touched your heart or your mind, share it with those by you. Tell them, this is what we're going to work on. This is what we're going to do. Now, I want you to lay your hands on one another. I want you to pray for one another. Let's pray. Lord God, lay your hand on every household, every family, every life. Help us, Lord, to implement these treasures, these wonderful wisdoms that you've given us tonight. I pray, oh God, that you'd help us to change our homes, change our lives. Help us, God, to walk before you, to please you. Words of our mouths, the meditations of our hearts, God, let every household be strengthened. Let the enemy be stymied. Let his hand be broken. Let every device fail because we walk wisely before you, Lord. Bless this house tonight, every household. Hallelujah. Why don't you punctuate that prayer? Talk in tongues a little bit there as you embrace one another. Lay your hands on one another. Let that heavenly language pour forth. Let the Holy Ghost pray that prayer just for a moment. Pray. A lot of sweetness in this house tonight. Us to ask these questions. All right. Face to face with somebody tonight. Is there something you want to say that you're not saying? What are you upset about that I don't know about? What do you need that you're not getting? What do you want to be acknowledged for? Good. Really, really good word in the house. Let's give the Lord a hand praise. Bless his name. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. These folks are a product of one of the greatest churches in the United Pentecostal Church. And they are produced, and their ministry is motivated by the wonderful teaching of Brother Nathaniel Wilson, and it is sowing seed here tonight, and it's an awesome thing. We're going to start tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, and I doubt we'll sing or hoop or holler, and I don't want you to dress up so much tomorrow. I want you to come casual, okay, and just relax. Ditch the suits and so we'll start at 10, we'll go for a while, take a little break, and then we'll finish up and share your strength, your blessing with one another. Remember, we have some of these books for you. I have a box full of them in the office, and if you don't have this, I think this is probably going to be the topic du jour for tomorrow, or do you know? It is helping your children become okay. And the Holy Ghost is already talking to him about what he's going to do Sunday morning. And I'm excited about this weekend. It's going to be a great growth experience. God bless you. Share your love and your strength with one another. We'll see you tomorrow morning.